Also recorded the missionary trip of Paul and the holy work done by Peter and Barnabas.
同时也讲了保罗的宣道旅程以及是彼得和巴拿巴的传道工作。
Today I also like to report to you concerning the current acts of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我也想要向大家报告今日圣灵的工作。
Thank God I was blessed by with the opportunity to go to South America in the last month.
感谢神，在过去的一个月里面，我有机会能够去南美做宣道工作。
I want to share three countries missionary work in three countries.
我想与大家分享我在三个国家的宣道工作。
Next slide. I will talk about Argentina and Chile and Peru.
将要讲到阿根廷、智利和秘鲁。
So I'll talk about Argentina first.
我们首先来谈一下阿根廷。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
请翻到《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒行传一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
《使徒行传》一章八节。
Linda, would you please read?
Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
Jesus talked to disciples that they shall preach the gospel till the end of the world.
主耶稣在这里教导门徒要把福音传到地极。
Let's turn to Matthew 24:14.
翻到马太福音二十四章第十四节。
This talk about current days.
讲到的是今日。
24:14, Jerry.
二十四章第十四节。
24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will.
Before Jesus' second coming, the gospel will reach to the whole world.
See,
about four decades ago, when I read the verse, right, preach to the end of earth, preach the whole world, I have no idea what will happen.
在四十年前，当我在读这段经节的时候，福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，我不知道这是什么意思。
I did not even know where is the end of the world.
我甚至不知道地极是在哪里。
Now I think to me it's very obvious. The South Pole, near South Pole, of course, is the Argentina.
但是现在对我来讲非常的明显，那就是在靠近南极的地方，就是阿根廷那边。
Four decades ago, again, I do not know how can the church preach to those kind of places.
四十年前，我也不知道教会如何能向那么远的地方传福音。
Amazingly, two decades ago, brother and sister went there for a better life, for.Political reason, for economic reason, or some Taiwanese and a few Chinese go there.
但是非常令人惊奇的是，在二十年前，有我们的弟兄姐妹因为政治和经济上的原因到那边去寻求更好的生活，其中有台湾人，也有中国大陆。
Of course, those Mainlanders they come to join us after we set up church over there. It started by a few.Family of Chinese brothers and sisters.
当然之后有更多的信徒加入我们，但是一开始的时候是有一些中国的信徒在那边所建立教会。
And later on, because of the economic situation is not too good, I would say more than half of Taiwanese family moved back to Taiwan.
但是后来因为经济形势不好，所以有多于一半的台湾家庭又搬回了台湾。
And about probably only 20-30 members left.In Argentina.
所以在阿根廷的时候，只有二十到三十名信徒。
But really, the Bible said that in the mountain of God, there's a preparation, huh?
但是圣经上讲说，在神的山上是有预备的。
Let's turn to Genesis 22:14.
请翻到创世纪二十。
22:14.
二十二章第十四节。
22:14.
创世纪二十二章第十四节。
李弟兄，请你读。22:14.二十二章十四节。
二十二章十四节，亚伯拉罕从那地方起，叫耶和华认，直到今日，人还说，在耶和华的山上必有预备。
Really, God has His own preparation.
真的神他有自己的预备。
He prepared worker.
他预备了工人。
He prepared church.
他也预备了教会。
The worker is itself is a miraculous process.
准备工人的这个过程是非常神奇的过程。
Now since church has been in Argentina for let's say about few years, they feel like they should send a young man to be a full-time worker, and this young man can speak fluently in Spanish.So that you know the gospel can be preaching in Argentina to the native Spanish speakers.
在那边教会成立几年之后，我们觉得需要派一位全职的工作人员过去。那一位工作人员他可以讲流利的西班牙文，所以可以向当地的人传福音。
And at the religious affair at that time, he is an older man than me, and he said.That he wants to know more about the Bible, so he wants to accompany this young man to come to USA to study for theological training.
但是那边那时候宗教教务的负责人员，他那时年纪比我还要大，但是他想要知道更多的圣经道理，所以他就与那位年轻人一起来到美国来学习。
Guess what? The visa for this young man never got approved by Argentina government.
但是这位年轻人他的签证一直都没有被美国所批准。
The old guy come here to study with to study TTP.
但是那一位年长的弟兄却可以来到这边与神学生一起学习。
He did not speak Spanish at all at the time.
在那个时候，他完全不会讲西班牙文。
But guess what? Who knows that? You know, few years later, when he became ordained minister, God sent many Melenders came from Phuket province to Argentina. So this brother, this preacher, his job is just simply to help those non-Spanish speaker members in Argentina.
但是谁知道，在过了一段时间之后，神有差派很多的工人去阿根廷那边，所以这位弟兄年长弟兄的工作就只是要帮助那些不说西班牙文的人。
Those Hokkienese, they don't speak Spanish at all, so that's why they all open a supermarket. They all run supermarket.
我们在那边的弟兄都不会讲西班牙文，所以他们都只是在那边开超市。
You see, if you run supermarket, you don't need to speak Spanish because everything is barcoded, right? Just scan, and all you need to do is say uno, dos, tres, right? That's all you need to learn.
因为实际上在超市里面工作并不需要讲西班牙文，因为所有的上面都有条形码，你只要扫描就可以了。
And who knows that Wen Jiabao went there to talk to their president of Argentina, and all the Forgiveness who jumped from the boat, not jumped from the plane, not the boat. All got green car after Wen Jiabao went there.
那是谁知道后来中国的温家宝总理来到阿根廷与那边的政府谈判之后，那些福建人他们都有了合法的居留身份。
Forgiveness, right? You know, Forgiveness is very close to Fujian is very close to Taiwan, right?
福建离台湾很近。
And according to those Forgiveness sharing, it says that you know.Government of China did not especially develop Fujian because they treat it as a battlefield. If they develop Fujian just like Shanghai, when the war comes, what will happen? All the construction will be ruined, right? So on purpose, they leave this province much poorer than the other province.
所以根据那些福建人的分享，中国政府他们并没有。着重把发展的重点放在福建，像上海那样，因为福建它是一个是处在一个战略地位，所以一旦有战争开始的时候，这个地方所有的经济建设就会被摧毁。
And a lot of Hokkienese really they cannot make good living in their countries, so the only way out is to keep jumping board and plane.
所以，因为福建人他们都没有办法在国内有个很好的生活，所以他们就只能。
And some of the Fujianese, actually, they are over the world. Some of our brothers who went to Japan, they says that in Argentina, they can earn 9 times of what they earned in Japan.
实际上福建人在世界各地都有我们有去在日本的福建弟兄，他们说在阿根廷所挣的是在日本所挣的9倍。
So now more and more like Fujianese continue to come to Argentina. Some are our members and some are not our members.
所以现在有越来越多的福建人到阿根廷，有些是我们教会的信徒，有些。
And who knows God prepared that brother, old guy, just to help those brothers and sisters?
但是谁知道神当时就是预备了这位老弟兄，就是来帮助这些来到阿根廷的弟兄。
Though he don't speak the language, but his truth is quite, thank God, is quite into the depth of the Bible.
虽然他并不讲西班牙文，但是他在圣经的道理上扎根很深。
And I shared this with you already in the past. They never in with those about 30 members of Taiwanese. They purchased and built a church size is so big. Maybe I shall show you a slide, but I did not take the photo. Maybe in the future, I will show the slides. The chapel is bigger than Kanok Bowen Park Church.
我与大家以前分享过，那边大概只有三十多位的信徒，他们却买了很大的会堂。下次我会拿照片给大家看，他们教会的大小甚至比我们伯恩教会还要大。
But now, when it comes to holiday like Christmas, because all the supermarket was closed, right? The church was really packed by about 300 members in Argentina right now.
到圣诞节的时候，因为所有的超市都关门了，所以我们教会里面人很多，有多于300人。
So really, God prepared. God prepared.
真的神有预备。
Nowadays, when you look at USA, right?
如果我们看美国。
Such a huge land.
这么大的一片土地。
How does the Lord going to reach out, preach the gospel to all the people over here?
那神如何来准备将福音传给这所有的地方？
Maybe you and I cannot imagine what will happen decades later.
我们甚至都无法想象几十年之后将会变成什么样子。
But God prepared. God has a way. We got to believe in this.
但是神有他的方法，神会预备。
Of course, I want to share about NYTS this time in Argentina.One of my works over there is to help this kind of seminar over there.
我的一项工作职责就是帮助那边这样子的讲习会。
You see, Hoganesses, right? They are very busy.
福建人他们都很忙。
They don't have time for seminars.
他们没有办法来参加这些讲习会。
Their youth, like, they don't go to school. They just stay in the supermarket. You know, one supermarket was run by their friend member, father, mother, two kids. They are run all by their own family.
他们的青年都不去上学，而是在超市里面帮忙，因为一个超市只有一个家庭在那边支撑。
I asked them, why don't you go to school?
我问那些青年，为什么你们不去学校？
They asked me, why do I need to go to school?
那些青年回答我说，我为什么要去学校？
Those who go to school do not earn as much as I earn.
我如果去那些去学校的人所挣的钱没有我挣的多。
So why do I need to go?
为什么我还要去？
I say you need to go for the sake of God.
我跟他们说，你们要为了神的缘故去学校。
So you can see it's very difficult for those busy hookers, especially young men, to come to join our NYTS.
所以对于那些福建人，特别是那些繁忙的青年来说，很难让他们来参加青年神学班。
Thank God, some of them indeed take time or 2 weeks off full time to come to the church.
但是感谢神，他们当中确实有些人愿意来花两个星期的时
间。James chapter 4 verse 8 says that if you draw yourself near to God, God will draw near to you.
雅各书四章第八节说，如果我们靠近神的话，神也会靠近我们。
So I want to share some blessings or spiritual experiences they encounter in this NYTS.
所以我想与大家分享这些青年在这一次青年神训班上面所经历到的祝福。
We only have about dozens of students, a dozen of students.
我们大概只有十几名学生。
And one of them is not Hoganess. She just graduated from Taiwan University.
其中有一位，他并不是福建人，他才从台大毕业。
And she has a lot of questions in her heart concerning her future.
他对于他的未来在心中有很多的问题。
She did not know what to do.
他不知道应该怎么办。
But her father encouraged her to come to this NYTS.
所以他的父亲就鼓励他来参加青年神训班。
And she kind of feel a little bit reluctant, but she indeed came full time.
虽然她心里面有一点不情愿，但是她确实全职参加。
Amazingly, her question was answered through wonderful guidance of the Lord.
但是经过神美妙的带领，她的问题得到回答。
It says that 4 days after the NYTS, 5 days after the Friday night, she had a dream.
她说就在青年神训班结束五天之后，就是
在 5 days after NYTS start. Sorry.
在青年神训班开始的第五天的时候，在礼拜五晚上，她做了一个梦。
She dreamed that there was an airplane, and she missed the plane, and she did not want to do, and she was very confused.
她梦到说，当时她要搭乘一班飞机，却误点了，没有搭上，她觉得非常的困惑，不知道该怎么办。
And when she woke up, she knew that the dream was so clear, it must be from God trying to tell her something.
当他醒来的时候，他意识到这个梦境如此清晰，一定是神想要告诉他什么东西。
But she do not know what does it mean.
但是他不知道这个梦的含义是什么。
Very interesting, very wonderful.
非常的有意思，非常的美妙。
The following day, one of our brother gave a sermon on Sabbath morning.
第二天在安息日早上的时候，我们一位弟兄在讲道。
The brother mentioned that actually when he went back to Malaysia, come back to LA, on the way to Taiwan, she missed the flight.
他这位弟兄特别提到，当他回到马来西亚，然后到台湾的时候，实际上有误点，没有赶上飞机。
And then she was testified why the flight that he missed it, what kind of spiritual lesson he learned from the Lord.
他特别的提到，他从他误点飞机误点这件事情上。
Amazingly, his lesson is the answer to the sister's question.
非常令人惊奇的是，他所分享的，他学到的东西，就正正好回答了这位姐妹的问题。
So you see, our God is an amazing God. He uses all kinds of ways to answer our questions.
所以我们的神是如此神奇的一位神，他回答我们所有的问题。
Now another member in this NYTS, he just come back to the church 1 week before the NYTS. He was lost for years and just come back to the church 1 week before the NYTS.
我们另外有一位信徒，他已经迷失了很多年，只在青年神训班前一个礼拜回到教会。
Thank God he agreed to come to NYTS.
感谢神，他愿意来到青年神训班。
When he come to NYTS, we start to smell some cigarettes.
当他来到青年神训班的时候，他闻到了香烟的味道。
We smell.
我们闻到了香烟的味道。
So the counselor tried to talk to him. Hey.You should quit smoking, you know.
所以植物会的人就想跟他
指导员哈，
指导员就所以指导员跟他说，你应该要戒烟。
Oh, and he agreed. Okay, he give the cigarette whole pack of cigarette to the classmates, right? I am not going to smoke from now on.
于是他当时就下定决心，拿出来他的一包烟给他的同学说，从现在开始，我再也不会吸烟。
And they start to pray.
然后他就开始祷告。
They pray together, huh?
他们一起祷告。
But guess what? Satan do not want to let him go.
但是撒旦不会放过他。
The counselor testified, huh? When they start to pray, he start to realize there was a room, huh? The room they kneel down, huh? Filled with the filled with cold wind, huh?
所以指导员当时就见证说，当他跪下来祷告的时候，他感受到在他们那间屋子里面。
And then the minister get up and noticed that wow, when the brother prayed, he cannot pray. He was like, oh, looks all pale in his face, like his throat was choked.
当时的传道也注意到，当这位弟兄祷告的时候，他脸色苍白，感觉他被什么扼住喉咙一样。
So the minister got to cast out Satan for this brother.
所以这位传道必须要为了这位弟兄除掉他。
Then the brother get up and say, oh man.Just now, there was a force, right? Choking my throat. I cannot breathe. I cannot pray.
后来那位弟兄起来见证说，刚才有一阵力量扼住了喉咙，我没有办法呼吸，也没有办法祷告。
So I realized in Chinese we says that when you gamble, right? There's a Satan of gambler. 赌鬼啊，哦。And when you if you drink, if you are alcoholic, there was a Satan for alcohol. We call 酒鬼啊。
我们在正文里面说，如果有人喜欢赌的话，就说是赌鬼；有人喜欢喝酒的话，就说是酒鬼。
I realize really this 烟鬼啊。
我也意识
到 there was a Satan who control you to make you to keep doing a bad habit.
我也意识到，实际上也有烟鬼，因为总是会有撒旦让你继续做你做不好的事情。
See the brother just came back to the church for 1 week, did not have Holy Spirit, had determination, but still very weak.
这位弟兄他回到教会才一个礼拜，他没有圣灵，虽然他有决心，但是他非常的软弱。
The following week, we did not smell the smoke for many days, or until next week, one Thursday or we started to smell the smoke again.
所以我们有一段时间都没有在他身上闻到烟味，但是到第二个礼拜，礼拜四的时候，我们又重新闻到了烟的气味。
A counselor tried to challenge him, right?
于是指导员就再次来指导他。
So no, I quit already.
他说哦没有，他说我已经戒烟了。
He was too ashamed to admit the mistakes.
因为他觉得非常的羞耻，不愿意要承认他的错误。
But this is where the Satan got full stand, footstep, right? Footholds.
但是这就是给撒旦留下了脚步。
You see, because we are studying Book of Joshua, we say that, you know, if in a group there's an Achan, you know, the battle will be filled, right? The battle will be defeated.
因为就像我们在圣经上学习到的, 如果我们当中有亚干这样子犯罪的话, 那我们这一就会失败。
Really, in the last day, oh, when we are praying, oh, some other sister and brother start to feel like Satan was working in among us.
所以最后一天, 当他们开始祷告的时候, 有些弟兄姐妹能够感觉到撒旦在他们当中工作。
Oh, so we can see how real the battle was at that time.
我们可以看到在当时我们的征战是多么的激烈。
I noticed that it's not easy for everyone to confess our sin in front of people. Maybe easier in front of God, but so difficult. You know, when people challenge us, so difficult to say, yeah, I'm sorry, please help me. So difficult to say that, please help me. I truly have bad problem to get rid of this secrets.
我意识到想在众人面前认罪比在神面前认罪要难很多。
So may the Lord help us to understand the spiritual battle.
所以希望神能够帮助我们真正的理解属灵的征战。
And I realized that Argentina Church has a lot of great breakthrough in evangelism.
我也意识到阿根廷教会在宣道方面有很多突破。
In the past, I really admired their visiting spirits.
以前我非常的羡慕他们有很好的访问的精神。
You see, because everybody on, like, can you imagine, like, maybe 20, 30 supermarket run by our brothers and sisters?
大家可以想象在那边差不多有二三十间超市都是我们的弟兄姐妹开的。
And then every Sunday, they just drive out, how do they visit? They don't need to call, right? Because all the supermarket is open. Just go from supermarket to supermarket.
所以他们如果要做访问的话，不需要打电话，因为知道超市肯定是开的，所以他们就从一间开到另一间。
And they grab the people from the cashier, the sister do the cashier, or from any like workers, and go to the storage room, and they just pray over there.
于是他们在收银台或者是在别的地方找到那些工作人员，然后到后面的储藏室去一起祷告。
Some amazing, wonderful work of God. Even some people receive Holy Spirit in the storage room, huh?
这是令人惊奇非常美妙的神的工作，有些人甚至在储藏室里面得到圣灵。But
since last year, they started to do emphasize on evangelical work.
从去年开始，他们开始强调宣道工作。First
of all, they started to have evangelical personnel seminar.
首先，他们开始有一个个人宣道的讲习会。
They invited IA worker to go there to give them lessons to train them.
他们邀请总会的人员去给他们训练。
Now after the lectures at night time, they have a meeting and they talk about according to lecture, what is the practical steps we can take to do the evangelical work.
在白天讲道完之后，他们晚上就会一起开会讨论如何来有效的实行。
They also emphasize on the spirit of prayer.
他们同时也强调祷告的精神。
They start to learn from USA, you know, have fasting prayer before the spiritual convocation.
他们也向美国的教会学习，在灵恩会之前开始禁食祷告。
And really, God truly let them see the wonderful spirit, the wonderful guidance of God through prayer.
神确实也是让他们看到祷告给他们的指引。So
really, these years, right, Argentina, a lot of people receive water baptism in Argentina.
这些年在阿根廷有很多人接受了水洗。And
let's look at some photos then. I will tell you some testimonies. Next slide.
我们可以看一些照片，我跟大家分享一些见证。
This is our NYTS. You see, not too many people, right?
这是我们的青年神训班，人数并不多。
But most of them, especially most of them are Hokkienese right now. No more Taiwanese. They all graduated.
这里面大部分都是福建人，再也没有台湾，因为那些台湾的弟兄姐妹都已经毕业了。
Of course, the first three one, the right hand side, they are from Chile.
但是在右边的第一排的三个姐妹，她们是从智利来的。
Next slide, please.
下一张。
This is their water baptism.
这是那个洗礼的现场。
There are more than 10 people receive water baptism. This is them and their family member, huh?
当时一次洗礼有10个人以上的人受洗。
More than 10 people, yeah.
所以这是他们的家庭，所以看到人数很多。
And why they receive water baptism? Why do they receive water baptism? There are a lot of good testimony that after the prayer, you see the guidance of the Lord.
为什么他们会受洗？因为他们 有很多美好的见证，当他们，尤其是他们祷告之后。
Especially this time, those who are baptized, right? They are many of them are the family member of our church member, huh?
特别这一次，很多受洗的人都是以前受洗的弟兄姐妹的家人。
For example, one sister, now sister, now sister, sister, she asked me a question.
比如说有一位现在已经是我们姐妹，当时她问我一个问题。
She said, I had a dream.
她说她有做了一个梦。
In a dream, I saw me and myself, I holding my babies and alone, but they were like great floods, huh?And keep raining, great floods is surrounding me. And I was so scared and feel so cold, but I cannot find my husband.
他说在他的梦里面，他梦到他自己抱着他的孩子在大洪水当中，天上一直在下雨，但是他没有办法，他非常害怕，就没有办法找到他的丈夫。
She asked me, what does it mean?
他问我说这是什么意思。
I share with her.
我跟他分享。
You cannot find your husband because your husband is in the ark of God.
你不能够找到你的丈夫，因为他在神的方舟当中。
You and your kids, they are not in the ark of God yet.
但是你和你的孩子还不在神的方舟。
See, God used all kinds of way to guide her. This time, they received water baptism. She and her baby.
因为神用各种方法来带领她，所以这一次她和她的孩子接受了洗礼。
There was a Argentinian, huh? Argentinian brother.
我们有一个阿根廷弟兄。
His wife is Taiwanese.
他的太太是台湾人。
This family did not come to church for a long time.
这个家庭已经有很长时间都没有来。
Recently, God disciplined this family.
但是最近神有教训这个家庭。
So they started to return back.
所以他们开始回到教会。
Become very zealous. Become the members of choirs and very very zealous.
非常的热心，也成为诗班的成员。
The kids are so old already, huh?The kids about 6-7.
他们的孩子已经六七岁了。
Their kids all got baptized this time.
这一次他们的孩子都受洗了。
So there are other similar cases like this. Most of them are family members.
还有很多类似的情形，大部分受洗的都是教会成员的家人。
Turn to next slide.
我们再看下一张。
The first rows are the baptized person.Next slide.
下一张。
Okay, that's good. So, before I come to this slide, let me share. Of course, in Argentina, we still have some challenges to face.
当然，我们在阿根廷同时也面临了一些挑战。
Because now most members are from Hokkienese right now.
因为现在很多信徒都是从福建来。
How do we encourage all the Hokkienese to take over the holy works in the church.
我们如何来鼓励这些福建的信徒来参与教会的圣工
？So they can, we can have more workers in the church.
这样我们教会里面可以有更多的工人。
Indeed, there's another challenge is that, even though we have about more than 300 members, but now Sabbath day service is only about 100 members.
另外一个挑战就是，虽然说我们现在有300多名信徒，但是在安息日参加聚会的却只有100多名。
The reason is that everybody is very busy to stay in the supermarket.
因为大家都太忙碌，都在自己的超市里面。
So we still need to pray for them.
所以我们必须还要为他们祷告。
Now I want to share the missionary work in Chile.
现在我想与大家分享在智利的宣道工作。
This is Colossians chapter 4, verse 15. Colossians, 哥罗西书。
请翻到哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 15.
第四章第十五。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 15.
哥罗西书四章第十五节。
Jennifer, would you please read? 4, 15. Here the Bible says that there's a church in the house.
在这里，圣经上说，有一位教会是在信徒的家里。
Sometimes we read too quick. We don't think about what does it mean by church in the house.
有时候我们读得太快，所以不会仔细去思考家里的教会是什么意思。
You see, in Chile, right, we have a church in the office.
我们在智利有在公司里的教会。
You see, one couple they do trading businesses.
在智利有一对信徒夫妇，他们是做贸易工作的。
They have a warehouse.
所以他们有一间公司。
And then our meeting place is the dining hall of their warehouse.
所以我们的我们聚会的地方就在他们的餐厅里面。
It's very small. It's about the size of dining hall.
所以它这个大小差不多就跟我们的餐厅差不多。
You see, it's not easy to have a house in the office or in the house. It is because it means what? It means when worker comes, you got to feed them, right?
所以要在公司里面有一个间教会并不容易，因为当有工人来的时候，我们必须要提供食物。
Because there's no church, the workers stay in your house, eat in your house, do whatever in your house, everything in your house.
因为没有教会，所以工人都必须在那里面吃饭、睡觉、做一切的事情。
Oh. And so you got to spend time to accompany the worker to do visitation.
所以他们必须要花时间来迎接这些工人，并且也一起去访问。
So it's really got to dedicate a lot of time, money, energy, and works.
所以他们必须要奉献很多的时间、金钱 和工作。
Now this family at the very beginning, they do not only imported the goods, to Chile. They also what in their cargo, they also put in a lot of flyers, Bibles, hymn books, and stuff.
所以他们并不仅仅说是支持在智利的工作，他们也是输出了很多的传单到刚果那边。
No, they imported a lot of, not only imported goods, merchandise into their country, but also, yeah.
他们不仅仅进口东西到他们自己的到智利。
They also got to bring a lot of flyers into this country.
他们必须也要把也要进口很多的传单。
And the first generation of believers, most of them are, some of them are their employees.
所以当时最初的那些信徒都是他们的职员。
It's not easy, oh, because they got to pay what? 加班费啊， overtime salary to those employees for them to come to listen to the evangelical service, yeah.
这并不容易，因为他要付给他们的员工加班费，让他们来参加那些宣道的工作。
At the very beginning, you can notice that some of those believers are not true believers.
所以我们注意到，在刚开始的时候，那些信徒他们并不是真正的相信。
You know, they don't give the boss a lot of trouble.
他们实际上给他们的老板引起了很大的问题。
And the boss got to be very patient because now they become our brothers, right?
但是老板却要非常的耐心，因为那些人现在已经是他的弟兄。
So it's not easy to start a church.
所以要想要开始建立一间教会并不容易。
I realized that there is a prayer room in their warehouse.
我知道在他们的仓库里面有一间祷告室。
I said, "What is the prayer room for?"
我问他说，你们这祷告室是用来干嘛？
She said, "Oh, when I have time, I go up there and pray."
他说，我有时间的时候，我就会到祷告室里。
I realized this family really, especially one of them, really know how to pray.
我意识到在这个家庭，特别是他们其中的一位成员，知道如何祷告。
Especially every morning, we pray together for about an hour.
每天早上我们都会一起祷告一小时。
Now, for me, when time is up, it's up, right?Ding, so I stop, right?
对我来讲，时间结束了，我就会结束祷告。
But for this sister, time is up doesn't mean finish. She keep praying, so I got to kneel down to accompany her until she finish her prayer. It was probably 5 minutes, 10 minutes. For some reason, she just cannot stop.
但是对这位姐妹来讲，时间到了，并不意味她祷告就结束了，她还会继续祷告，所以我只有跪下去跟她一起祷告。
And because of the prayer spirit, we also see God.She also used prayer spirit to guide the true seekers. See, there's one true seeker, she got to work on Saturday, right? So see, they opened a special class for that true seeker on Saturday evening and Sunday, whole day. Sunday. They got to run a class just for these true seekers.
So they got to run a class just for these true seekers.
On Saturday and Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening and Sunday.
在礼拜六的晚上和礼拜天。
And guess what? The first section is a prayer section. The truth is, gotta pray half an hour first.
但是在他们开始上课之前，第一个就是要进行一个祷告，所以他们要一起祷告半个小时。
So you can see, God also work with them, huh?
所以神与他们同在。
This time we also have baptism over there. I asked one of the candidates who intended to receive water baptism, I said, why do you want to receive water baptism?
He said,
oh, I experienced a lot.
See, this
lady is very special physically. She has a low blood pressure problem. She said that even she takes trains, right? She will feel dizzy when she takes trains. I noticed that when she prays, she got to pray by the wall and use his hand to hold on the wall. Because she said that even like, even, you know, sometimes she feels dizzy in prayer.
And
she said it's very difficult for her to take plane to fly 30 hours from Taiwan to Chile. So she prayed in the, even though before she got baptized, she prayed in the, you know, in the airplane. She said, thank God, when she prayed, God allowed her to fall asleep very easily. So she can experience the power of prayer. The greatest motivation is that when she prayed for her daughter every morning, for her daughter to get a baby, eventually, for years later, the daughter has a baby. See, this daughter has two miscarriages in the past. Very difficult to have a baby. By the grace of God, now she has a baby.
Huh?
So she has this kind of experiences that determined to have water baptism. They also have some challenges over there. They try to find a building. You see, their offering spirit is very wonderful. They only have, this time we only have 12 people to partake Holy Communion. But so far, through the years, they already accumulated maybe
$300,000.
So they are looking for a church chapel right now. Let's look at some slides. Huh? This is our baptismal site. We baptized three persons. The three person on my right hand side and left hand side are the one who got baptized. Next slide. Okay. Let's talk about Peru. This is the first missionary trip to Peru in TCAC history. The reason why we go to Peru is through NYTS attendees. She is an old lady, just converted from other church to TCAC. She intended to preach to our sister in Chile. Then our sister asked her, did you receive Holy Spirit when you believe? She was puzzled. Huh? What is Holy Spirit? And then she came to us and received Holy Spirit. And she was joking. She said, in the past, she heard many Bible stories like five virgins has oil, five virgins do not have oil. And she kept asking herself, am I the five virgin? All the virgins have oil, right? No, right now oil. She said, am I the one of the virgins who still have oil? She kept asking herself. She did not know if she got oil, right? Now she's very convinced that she has the oil. After she got converted, she's so zealous, want to preach to their race, to their family member.
She
kept telling me in Argentina, right? Because she joined Argentina NYT, she kept telling me, you come to mainland China, I have a mountain called Nai Ji Sua, Li Zi San. It's about 100 acres. I will give church land. We shall build up church over there, and we shall preach to our friends because we don't have 2G church in mainland China. Her hometown.
他一直在阿根廷的青年神训班上跟我说，我们到中国大陆去，在我的家乡那里，我在荔枝山旁边有100多亩地，我可以奉献出这些地，然后大家可以在那边建教会。
I ask, oh, how much acre you want to offer then?
我就问他说，你想要捐多少亩地
？I said two acre.
我问他两亩。
She said, two acres too small. Give you four acre.
他说，两亩太小了，我可以给你4亩地。
I said, I'm joking lah. I cannot go to mainland China to preach lah. Yeah.
我跟他说，我只是在开玩笑，我没有办法去中国大陆传道。
But then she said, but she live in Peru. She also live in Peru, and in Peru, she has like hundreds of family relatives members in Peru.
但是后来他又说，因为他现在住在秘鲁，他在那边有100多位的家庭成员。
I said, I don't believe you. I don't believe a person has 100 relatives.
我跟他说我不相信你，我没有办法相信一个人有100多位亲戚。
Say yes, and then I realize it is true.
他说是的，后来我才意识到。
You know how do they do business in South America? How do they do it?
大家知道那些人在南美是怎样做事
的吗？ They run something and the business is good, right? How do they do? They will call all the relatives to come over to help, and they will go out to run their own business, and they will call another friend member to come, and you know, just like.老鼠一样，老鼠会。And so many, many branches was open, and they all run by their villagers, the same family members.
所以他们一开始有人去那边做生意，生意做得好的话，就会叫他们的家庭成员过来。那这些人做再继续做下去更好，就会招进更多的人来，所以就一直发展下去。
Brother and sister, if you want to make a lot of money, you can consider South America.
所以弟兄姐妹，
Sorry,
如果你想要
I should not talk about this.
挣很多钱的话，可以去南美。
I find out that it's so easy for them to do business over there.
我发现要在那里做生意非常的容易。
This is sad story. Now I tell her, hey, you sure you want me to go there? You want me to go to Peru to preach?
我就问她说，你真的想让我到秘鲁去传道吗？
So I'm sure you can. There must be a lot of people listening to you to the wonderful truth.
她说对啊，你一定要来，这样就会有很多人来听美妙的真理。
She keeps saying that. Look at our 厦门啊。厦门啊，哦，厦门 ，You see the church spread so quick, right? From one church, two church, three church, four church. Every Sabbath day, you go there, everybody squeeze in a little space. You look at, wow, mountain people, mountain sea, 人山人海哦 ，a lot of people over there, and you see. So when you preach in Peru, she has kind of impression that the gospel will reach out, just like how they reach out in 厦门 right?
他跟我说，如果你在秘鲁传道的话，就会像厦门教会发展一样，从一间到两间到三间到四间，每间小小的教会里面都是人山人海，挤满了人。
And we pray and we decided to go for 4 days.
所以我们就祷告，最后决定要去秘鲁4天。
Thank God, we went there with another sister from Chile, and three of us go to her place in Peru.
感谢神，一位智利的姐妹陪着我们一起，我们三个人一起到了秘鲁。
The place they run their business is in Lima, Peru.
他们做生意的地方是在秘鲁一个叫利马的地方。
I'm telling you, Lima is one of the ugly cities in the whole world.
实际上，利马是世界上最丑陋的城市之一。
See, the mountains, you cannot even find one grasses in the mountain, just not like California, you still can find little grasses, right? No!No grass at all, so ugly a place.
在那边的山上，甚至找不到一棵草。在加州，至少我们还能看到一些绿颜色。
When I arrived to her house, of course they are very well to do because they run a very successful business over there. First of all, second floor, first floor is a huge building, all belong to the daughter.
当我们到那边的时候，发现她的女儿拥有一间很大的房屋，因为他们的生意做得很好。
And she told me that later on, they are going to have 表会啊，Biaohui, right? How do you say it in English? There is going to be a meeting, family meetings, for the purposes to help each other in financial, for money. Because, I'm sorry to say this, but many of them don't pay tax, right? So they cannot make loan from the bank. So they all help each other with biohuya, right? With this kind of situation to collect money.
So they
meeting place will be in her son's restaurant. And he will tell the son, do not, you know, before the meeting, they were going to have a eating, right? A dinner. And he tells the son, don't take out the dishes before the preacher give a sermon. Meaning that only after I give a sermon, then they will start to eat, right? She's very confident that people is going to listen to the truth.
她非常的有信心, 当地的人就会来听真理。
But when we go there, I noticed that they started to eat already.
但是当我去那里的时候, 却发现他们已经开始吃东西了。
A lot of people smoking cigarettes.
很多人在吸烟。
A lot of people start to drink wine.
很多人开始喝酒。
Some people already got drunk.
有些人甚至已经喝醉了。
And sisters just say, you preach now, you preach now.
但是那个姐妹却一直催促我说, 哦, 你现在可以开始讲道了。
So I don't know how to preach in this kind of occasion.
我就说, 我不知道在这样的情况下, 应该怎样传道。
And not only that, I mean, even to eat, we are sitting, eating with them, right? Talk to them. If say one sentence, they will answer you 10 sentences.
不仅仅是这样, 我们跟他们讲话的时候, 我告诉他们一句, 他们会回答十句。
Some of them even started to blaspheme the truth.
他们甚至因为真理的原因来
They started to blaspheme, huh? 亵渎啊,
来亵渎我。
So, truth, 亵渎真理, huh?
他们甚至开始来亵渎真理。
So I say, no preaching over here.
于是我就说, 我不要在这里传道。
And because the Bible says you don't give the pearl to the pigs, right?
因为圣经上说,
I'm sorry, they are not pigs, they are human beings. But you know, just different right settings to speak. Because they started to offend, to feel very offended, even in private sectors, not get up and give a sermon.
甚至是说我没有上来讲，就是在站在讲台上讲到，跟他们私人谈话的时候，就已经开始有这种情况发生。
At that night, thank God, because remember there's a second, third floor, first, second, a lot of floors, right? Sister invited three people to come to listen to the sermon at night time.
但是感谢神，在那天晚上，因为那个房屋有很多层，所以在其中的一层上面，那位姐妹邀请了三位慕道者来。
But I still noticed that they come with secret also. I still need to talk right now because of three people and they are not, their attitude is very good. Just they have a habit. They have a habit. They are business person. They are very lonely. They.
但是他们虽然有很好的学习的态度，但是因为他们是商人，所以他们有他们的习惯。
But the second night obstacle comes already. A very influential person starts to say, to influence them, you don't go up there, you know, you worship Buddha, you know, and so on and so forth. So the second night, nobody comes.
所以第二天晚上,他们当中很有影响力的一位人告诉他们说,你们不要去,因为你们是拜佛的,不要上去。
And our sister started to get very sad. She said, how come this is not like Xiamen, right? How come nobody like to listen to the truth? You know, I was in the top floors, right? I even heard her speak very loud, right? She said, 人家团队人是为台湾来,你来弄不来听? Or even speak very loud. The preacher is from far away. How come you don't want to come to listen?
我虽然在顶楼，但是听到那位姐妹在下面很大声的在说：“这位传道这样远道而来，你们为什么不来听道理呢？”
Anyway, but well, what can I say? Nobody come.
没有人来，没有办法。
But thank God, finally, God opened a way for us.
但是感谢神，最后神给我们开了一条道路。
I realize one thing, huh?
我意识到一件事情。
To all the Hokkienists, even our brother and sister in Argentina, they have the same mentality. Religion belong to woman. Making money belong to man.
对所有的福建人，包括我们的信徒，他们都觉得信仰是属于女人的，挣钱是属于男人。
So when it comes to Biao Hui, right, it's all men, right? They all smoke and drink. They don't want to listen to you.
So when we go to Biao Hui, there are all men. They are all smoking. They
don't listen to you. We realize you go to a different restaurant that they open, right? A lot of like hostess, 女主人, they are willing to listen to the word of God.
But if we go to the restaurant,看到那边的女主人，他们都愿意来听神的话。
So the third day and fourth day, we focus on doing the work of God, just like this. Go to from restaurant to restaurant.
所以第三天到第四天，我们就集中精力从一间餐馆到另外一间餐馆。
The last days.
到最后一天。
Even there was one how do I call her? Lady, huh? Like she gave her work for 3 hours and just.Try to listen to the gospel.
甚至有一位有一位女士，她愿意不工作三个小时来听我们的福音。
And her son keep asking us, "How can I become a Christian?"
她的儿子一直在问我说，我如何可以成为一位基督徒
？I ask him, "Why do you want to be a Christian?"
我问他，你为什么想成为基督徒
？He said, "Oh, I do not know how to change my temper."
因为他说，我不知道如何来改变自己的脾气。
Look, my auntie. The auntie is our sister, right?
他说：“你看我的阿姨，那他的阿姨就是我们的信徒。
The auntie has such a good temper.
我的阿姨脾气这么好。
You see, the auntie, our sister, really, she is such a nice lady. 用中国话讲说，好到人家有时候会笑她傻，你知道吗？就是 she is such a nice lady, you know. She don't fight with people. She even like she get take advantage with. She is fine with it, you know.”She's such a lady that, you know, the nephew or niece, right? They admire her auntie, so she said, I want to change just like my auntie.
她的这位阿姨就是我们的信徒，她是一位品行非常好的信徒，她是一位好到别人甚至会笑她傻的信徒，即使是别人占她的便宜，她也会脾气很好，所以这一位侄子他就想要向她的阿姨学习。
But guess what? Even though this lady is so nice, people take advantage of her,But everybody knows that God bless her a lot. Mentally, she's a very joyful person. Physically, they can find blessing from heaven to her.
但是虽然这位姐妹她任别人来占她的便宜，但是所有人都知道神大大的祝福她，在精神上她非常喜悦，在物质上她也受到很多的祝福。
So thank God, really, God at least opened for us several family who are ready to listen to the gospels.
感谢神，神至少给我们几个家庭愿意乐意来听我们的道理。
So it's not easy nowadays. Not easy to preach gospels.
所以今日要传福音并不是一件容易的事
情。I still find that you know a lot of people are very live in a miserable life without Jesus Christ.
很多人在没有主耶稣的情况下过的是很悲哀的生活。
I noticed that some people in Peru, some of them attempted suicide many times.
很多在秘鲁的人，他们是尝试了很多次。
Now we are talking about Chinese Hokkienese right now, Chinese community.
我们现在讲到的是在秘鲁的福建人。
No Jesus, no satisfaction. Even though you may make a lot of money.
没有主耶稣就没有心灵上的满足，虽然说可以挣很多钱。
A lot of broken family because you know money, money, money.
很多家庭破碎是因为钱的原因。
So may the Lord help us. We can continue to pray for the missionary in South America.
愿神帮助我们，我们继续为在南美的宣道工作。
We also pray for the gospel work in our local area.
我们也为我们本地教会的福音兴旺工作来祷告。
You know, to open the country is so difficult, but God already opened United States for us. We have so many brothers and sisters, so many churches over here.
我们要打开在一个国家的宣道工作是如此艰难，但是在美国，我们已经有这么多的弟兄姐妹。
So please, if you can, set aside 30 minutes to pray for this spiritual convocation.
所以，如果大家有时间的话，请大家每天花30分钟。
If you are moved, you want to fast for this holy event, you are more than welcome.
如果你受到感动，想要为灵恩会进食祷告，那我们欢迎你来祷告。
Let's all sing him.
我们一起来唱诗。
Oh, this is Peru. Look, the mountain.
我们这边是秘鲁。
Not even one crosses. This is most ugly city, one of the ugly cities. Lima, Peru. Some other area is very beautiful, but I happen to land it over here.
虽然在密布罗很多，可能其他地方都非常美丽，但是我却是正好来到这个利马这座城市。
Sing him 145.
我们唱诗145首。